We are up to Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph again. The second like two dots that the Gemara says, the Mishnah said again, V'lo magviyin truma semaisers. You're not allowed to take off truma maiser on Yom Tov or on Shabbos. So Gemara says, pshita, like of course, why not? Like pshita l'chur, by taking off truma semaisers, you are being misakin the food. Beforehand you're not allowed to eat the food. Now you're allowed to eat the food, so it comes out, looks like you'd be misakin mona. So to take off the truma semaisis for sure should be also on Yom Tov. So Gemara answers, Tony Rav Yosef, lo nitzcho, you know what the chiddush of our Mishnah is? We only need our Mishnah, elo litno l'koyin boi bayoyim. Even just to give the truma to the koyin on Yom Tov or on Shabbos, even that is also. And the pshat from the Yisr is that we're afraid if you would give the truma that you took off yesterday before Yom Tov, if you're going to give it now to the koyin on Yom Tov, maybe you come to take off Truma Semaisis on Yom Tov itself. Therefore, the loch is, not only can't you take off Truma Meister on Yom Tov, but even if, but who adin, you're not allowed to even give it to the Kohen on Yom Tov, or on Shabbos. Where it says, Vaita, Vahani Mili, when is this said that you're not allowed to give it, or you're not allowed to take it off? Vahani Mili, Perid Etzfilum Yesmon. Only such fruits that the Tevil, in other words, it was Tevil yesterday, before Yom Tov, or before Shabbos. So you should have taken it off yesterday. Therefore, even if you took it off yesterday also, we said like you should have given to the Kohen yesterday, you're not allowed to give it or take it off today. Avol Perid Etzfilu Hidna. But if you have such type of fruits, or we'll see, some type of dough, that the Chi of Trum or the Chi of Chal is first Chal today on Yom Tov, could go in the case, Esau, if you have some dough, and the Nafkumina is La Frushi Mino Chala, that you have to take off challah today, like you first bake the dough, or you first bake the bread today on Yom Tov. So then the chi of challah is first challah today. The loch is mafrishin. You're allowed to take off challah today on Yom Tov. Since the chi of is first challah today on Yom Tov, you're allowed to take it off. And the loch is also the yavino on the koyin. And you're also allowed to give it to the koyin today on Yom Tov. Like pshita. Madoch, you're allowed to take it off today to be the hafrosh truma. So for sure, you're allowed to give it to the koyin today. The Gemara says, now we ask the question, Vahani Mishum Rishus Iko, Mishum Shvus Leko. Like the Mishnah says it in three categories. There are things that are also Mishum Shvus, Mistam, you're not allowed to do it. There's a thing that's also Mishum Rishus, it's a Mixas Mitzvah. And there are things that are also even though it's a Mitzvah. So Gemara asks, like Luchura, the role is Shvus, Midrabbonin, you're supposed to rest and not do all of them. So why does the Mishnah like put it in three different categories? Even the cases that are called a mitzvah, it's also now a shvus. The Rabbanan said, now rest, don't do it on Yom Tov. So the Maisa, the role is shvus, you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. So why does the Mishnah put it in three different categories? So on this, the Gemara answers, Amar Rab Yitzchok, Loi mi boi koma. The Mishnah means to tell us a chiddush that not only this, but also this. In other words, Loi mi boi shvus kredosa. Not only your regular shvus, like not to climb up a tree, not to ride a horse. The osir, that's osir, in other words, there's no mitzvah at all involved. So there we understand the Rabbanan could ask her and say, don't climb up a tree, don't ride a horse. Elo afilu shvus derishus. Even in the case of not to get married, or not to make chalitza, not to make yibum, that there's a little mitzvah involved, still the Rabbanan said to be shavas, don't do it on Yom Tov or on Shabbos. Nami Yosef, there also was it to do. For loy mi boy, not only shvus, the rishus, not only a thing that's a little bit of a mitzvah, the osi not allowed to do on sometimes a Shabbos and Yom Tov, el afilu shvus the mitzvah. Even in the case that you have a shvus of a mitzvah, in other words, to be maktis something, which is mamish a mitzvah, you're giving it over to Hegdish, you're doing a mitzvah, nami Yosef. Still the Rabbanan have the right to say, don't do it on Yom Tov, don't do it on Shabbos. Mid Rabbanan, it's also to do. And the reason is, like we had before, either it looks like Mekech HaMencha, or else afraid maybe come to write this thing down, so that you come to write it down, Ksiva, which is in Nisa Diraisa, so therefore the Rabbanan said, don't do it to be Shabbos, don't do these things. Now the Gemara says, like our Mishnah says, Kol Eilu B'Yom Tefomru Kal V'Chayme B'Shabbos, that our Mishnah holds all the Shavuos, anything that's also to do on Shabbos, you should know it's also to do it on Yom Tov. For the Gemara or Aminu, I have a kasher on you. Like Chor Tzitzir in the two Mishnayisin, the first Mishnah in the Perek said, "Ma'ashilin derech haruba b'yomtiv." You're allowed to lower down fruits. You're allowed to lower down your wheat or your barley from the window on Yom Tif. Again, if you have it on top of your roof drying out, and you see the rain is about to come, so it's going to ruin the wheat or the barley. If you have a window on top of the roof, you're allowed to lower it down through the window. So Mishnah said, Avolei b'Shabbos, but on Shabbos you're not allowed to do this. So you see a Shavus, that's also on Shabbos, you're allowed to do it on Yom Tif. So it's not like our Mishnah here. Our Mishnah says that all the Shavus are also on Yom Tif and on Shabbos. There's nothing that's also on Shabbos, not also on Yom Tif. And the first Mishnah says, yes, Mashilin you're allowed to do on Yom Tif, even though it's a Tircha, there's some bother involved. Still the Rabbanan said you're allowed to do this bother on Yom Tif. Mashenkin on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it. So you see there's a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tif. So on this the Gemara answers, Omar Rav Yosef, Loi Kasha, I'll tell you there's no theory here. Horeb Lezer, Horeb Yeshua. One Mishnah goes according to Rav Lezer Shita, and one Mishnah goes according to Rav Yeshua Shita. So in Echlamin, there's no theory here. Well, soon see, the Tanya we learned like this. The Machlek is that there's a Mishnah in Shabbos that talks about Oisoi, or it's a Seftum, Oisoi v'yaz, the Tanya, it's a Seftum, Oisoi v'yaz b'noi she'noftu labor. A mother and a child fell into the bor on Yom Tov. So it's talking about the mother of the animal and the son. So the locher is Oisoi v'yaz b'noi, you're not allowed to shech the same day. So Maisa, these two animals now, you cannot shech them and use them both on Yom Tov. And they both fell down to the bor. So Reb Lezer says the locher is like this. Ma'aleh sarishin. You're allowed to pick up whichever one you want. The one you want is shecht and eat. Al manas l'shechtei. Bring it up. You can matriach body, so bring it up out of the bor. Al manas l'shechtei, because you want to eat it on Yom Tov. Mishumaychon nefesh is mutter. V'shechtei and shechtei and eat it gesund to hate. V'hashemi, the second one that's still in the bor, still in the ditch. All you could do is lower down food, let it eat food where it is. Let it stay there. But in order that it should not die there, that much you're allowed to do. But to bring it up, you're not allowed to. Because it's called a tircha, you're bothering. Because since you can't use it today, you can't shecht it today, because that's the halacha. You're not allowed to shecht them both today. So whichever one you want to shecht, that's the one you could shecht. The other one you're not allowed to shecht. So the second one, Rav Lezer says, nothing doing, he's machmir, you're not allowed to bring it up. So you see, even though it's a question, there may be a hefset moment, you may lose out, maybe that animal will die, still Rav Lezer says, you can't be mekel on Yom Tov to bring it up. So we want to say, is our mission here, the second mission that says, ein ben Yom Tov l'Shabbos, that all the shvusim are also on both, goes according to Rav Lezer. That Rav Lezer is machmir on Yom Tov, even mishum hefset moment, you're not allowed to do things. So our first mission in Mashilim that says Mishum Hefsid the Tfua, you're allowed to lower it down through the Aruba, through the window in the roof. That goes according to Rabbi Yeshua, we'll soon see, but not according to Rabbi Lezer. According to Rabbi Lezer, true, just like on Shabbos, you're not allowed to lower down the Chitim and the Sarim. Who are then on Yom Tov will be the same din. You will not be allowed to lower down even Mishum Hefsid Mamin. There's no Heter. Just like Rabbi Lezer says here, you're not allowed to bring up both animals. Mashenkin, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yeshua Aimer, what does Rabbi Yeshua say over there? Ma'ale esarisha and almanas l'shechtei. True. At the beginning, bring up one and say, that's the one you want to use, that's the one you're going to shecht. V'yena shechtei. If you bring it up, you're allowed to change your mind and don't shecht it. V'chayzer umarim. You're allowed to change your mind like and play a trick. Umarim, play a trick here. Umala hasheni. And bring up the second one. Like, as if to say, I changed my mind, I don't want to use the first one anymore, I don't want to shech that one, I want to use the second one. So Lamaisa, when you're picking up the second one, now it's called, you're doing it L'tzarach Yom Tov, because right now, that's what's in your mind, to use the second one. Now, after you have the second one up already, the locher is, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Rotza Zeh Sheichat, Rotza Zeh Sheichat. If you want to, you can shech the first one. If you want to, you can shech the second one. True, you're not allowed to shech both of them. There's an Issa Oisav Yes Benoi. But I call upon him, you can play a trick here, like, and at the time when you're picking up each one, you have in mind to use only that one. But then you change your mind, you want to do the other one. So what do you see? That Rabbi Yeshua is Mekel on Tirchav Yom Tov, Mishum Hefsid Mamin. So Lechura Rabbi Yeshua goes like our first mission of Mashilin, that Mishum Hefsid Mamin, that the rain should not ruin the wheat and the barley on top of the roof, we're Mekel on Yom Tov to do that Tirchav, lowering it down through the window. Marshenkin on Shabbos were not Mekel. So that first Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yeshua Shita. And our second Mishnah here that says that just like it's also on Shabbos, it's also on Yom Tiv, there's no heter of a Hesed Momin, that goes according to Rabbi Eliezer. So Gemara says no. Omula Yabai, Yabai says back, Mimai. How do you know to say this? Dilma may be Adkan Loikoma Rabbi Eliezer Hossam. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer was only Machmer over there by Oysav, yes, but no, by the two animals in the boar, that he can't bring them both up. LDF should be Panosa. Because the second one, who said it's going to die? Like, who said there's a Hefsid? You're losing out anything here. One, bring up Amanat to use to eat the Shecht. And the second one, lower down the food there, give it Panosa, and let it eat there and stay there alive. It won't die. So there's no Hefsid mom, and that's why it's also over there. But it could be in our first mission of Mashilin, where the rain is going to come and ruin the barley or the wheat on the roof. Even Reb Lezer will be made, maybe you're allowed to bring it down on Yom Tov. Abel Hocha, the Gemara says, the law Yeshu b'Panosa, here where the rain is going to come, you can't just let the wheat stay where it is. Loi, maybe Reb Lezer would be made, you would be allowed to bring it down on Yom Tov. Inami, maybe I could say like this, that Ad kan loi come Reb Yeshua Hossam, when did Reb Yeshua say over there, El the Efshel Arumei? Even if Yeshua was only made by Oysav Yes Benoi, because over there, I'll call upon him, B'shas, you're taking up each animal, it looks like that's the animal you want. So it doesn't look to anybody like you're really doing an Issa here. It looks as if that's called Haram, you're making a trick. But at the time you're doing it, each one looks like you really need it. That's why Rabbi Yeshua is making to say, you're allowed to bring them up. Aval Hocho, Mashenkin, and our first Mishnah of Mashilin. There you can't play any trick. There everybody sees the way you're bothering, you're doing a tircha, to lower down your wheat or your barley through the window, so you're doing tircha. So you can't do a trick there as if you're not doing anything wrong. Loi, maybe that Yeshua will not be matter. So the kids say there's two mishnais and you can't say one goes according to Rabbi Yeshua and one goes according to Rabbi Eliezer. Because both mishnais could go either according to Rabbi Eliezer or according to Rabbi Yeshua. So this is not the machlokes tanoim to say our mishnah is totally in the machlokes. So rather the Gemara says elo amara popper. Popper wants to say like this. Like kasha again, I'll tell you, there's no steer with these last two mishnayos. Hobe in ours really, it's a question. One says the opposite of the other one, but there's no steer because hobe shami hobe silo. The second mishnah goes according to beishamai, that's machmir, and the first mishnah goes according to beisilo. Did tanan like we learned beishamai yomi beishamai says we had before. That ain't moitzian, you're not allowed to carry out on Yom Tiv. Loyes ha'kotin, loyes ha'lulav, loyes sefer Torah. You're not allowed to carry out on Yom Tiv to the Rishus Rabbim to do a melacha of Eitzor for the purpose of carrying out a kid, carrying out a lulav, carrying out a sefer Torah. In other words, that we had before, Beis Shammai holds, Eichel Nefesh is mutter. What you have to do for the purpose of eating, for the food, that you're allowed to do. You're allowed to carry out food on Yom Tiv. But just to carry out a kid or a lulav or a sefer Torah that's not food, Beis Shammai holds it's also. Ubeisilu matirin, we had before, Beisilu said it's mutter. Beisilu svar was mitoich, that you knew svarim mitoich, shehutru l'tzarech eichel nefesh, since you're allowed to carry out food, is hu adin hutru shtol l'tzarech eichel nefesh. You're allowed to carry out a sefer Torah or a kid or a lulav, even though it's not eichel nefesh. And like we had before, at least as long as there's some tzarech hayom. It has to be necessary, it has to be needed today on Yom Tov. Like a sefer Torah, you need to read and learn with. A kid, you have to carry him there. A lulav, you need for today. Something that's called Sarah Chayim, that you're allowed to do. That's the Sarah of Mitoich. Mitoich shehutru hoitzor, letzorech haichon nefesh, hutru namish to letzorech. But I call upon him, you see, Beishamah is machmir, Beisil is mekel. See, also the first mission of Mashil, that's mekel. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to carry it down. The Tut Lazmuta goes according to Beis Hillel. And the second mission that's Mashma, that the Shavuos, that's also on Shabbos, is also also on Yom Tov, that you would not be allowed to lower down your wheat or your barley off the roof. That goes according to Beis Shammai. So Mora says no. Dilma lohi, maybe it's not this way. Why? Ad kan up until now, loy karmi Beis Shammai Vashem, I didn't say, lechumra hosem elahoitzoh. When did Beis Shammai say you're not allowed to do something? That's by carrying it out. You're not allowed to carry out a kid or a slave of terror to Rosh Hashanah. Because you're doing a malach, you're doing a nisid raisa. According to Beis Shammai, there's only heta for eichel nefesh itself, for the food, but not for other purposes. So therefore, it's a nisid raisa, there Beis Shammai is machmir. Avala tilto loy, But here in the Mishnah of Mashilun, you're not doing any Yisid Raisa. You just want to lower down your wheat or your barley from the top of your roof into your house. So there's no Hoytzor involved. It's only a Tutal involved. It's a question, could you matriarch yourself bother by moving it around, moving it from upstairs to downstairs? So maybe Meshameh is Mekel over here. So the more answer is, Otto Tiltul Lav Tzorach Hoytzorhi. Like, what's the Yisra of Tiltul? The Yisra of Tiltul, are not allowed to move around something, it's also Mishum Hoytzor. We're afraid maybe you come to carry it outside. In other words, the Yisra of the Pashto Gemara is saying, like the Raiva Chita is, that the Yisra of Muksa, the reason why the Rabbanan said you're not allowed to move around certain things on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, is because we're afraid you come to carry them outside. And even on Yom Tov, we're afraid you come to carry it outside, Shalur L'Tzara Klal, without any purpose. And that you're not allowed to do. So like Rashi speaks out, if so, you should not be allowed to move around anything on Shabbos. And because on Shabbos, anything you carry out is also. So even food should be also to carry around on Shabbos. Or even kelim, a plate, a fork, a spoon, should be also to carry around on Shabbos. Because the Gemara is saying now, the reason why the Rabbanan said tiltul, you're not allowed to move certain things on Shabbos, is because we're afraid you'll come to carry them out. If so, even food and even kelim and even forks and spoons should be yasa. So Rashi says the teretz is because that's a gzera sheyesh alamed bo. That's a gzera that people can't hold themselves back from. In other words, that's too hard. He is a mitzvah of oinik Shabbos. There's a mitzvah of simchas yom tov. So therefore, what you need mamish to eat with or to use like a kli shemlacht on a heter that you're allowed to use a chair. That Rabbanan said, okay, you're allowed to move around in your house. However, kli shemlacht al yisur, like muksa, that there you don't have to move it, or something you don't have to move, the Rabbanan said don't move it around, because they're afraid maybe you come to carry out. So once you see Beis Shammai is machmir by carrying out, who then it's a svar by Mashilim, that according to Beis Shammai, it'd be also to move around these fruits, these peres, these wheat, and barley, on Yom Tov, because also we're afraid maybe you carry it out, shlele tzarech echa nefesh. So therefore, according to Beis Shammai, it's also, but according to Beis Shilotak, it would be it. Yeah. Mishnah says like this. Now the Mishnah here talks about the Yis of Tchum, that you're not allowed to walk outside the Tchum both on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to walk more than 2,000 Amos out of the city. Tomorrow, or else wherever you kena your Shvisa, you can't walk Alpayim Amma outside that Mokim where you kena Shvisa. Yes, now the Mishnah says like this. Habehema vihakelim karagli habailim. That an animal that you own, or kelim, utensils that you own, they could only be taken on Yom Tov as far as the owner himself could walk. In other words, they go karagli habailim. As far as the owner could walk, that's how far his animal or his kelim could also go. In other words, if somebody else wants to take borrow a chair from you, they can't take it away more than you yourself would be allowed to go on Yom Tov. What about HaMoyser Behemta Lipnoyer Oileroya? Let's say on Yom Tov itself, you give over an animal that belongs to you at the beginning of Yom Tov. Now you give it over to your son to take care of it, or you give it over to the Roya. You give it over to the shepherd now to take care of it. The Lachar is Harei Elu Karagli Habaylim. Again, these animals could only go as far as the owner himself could go. Because at the beginning of Yom Tov, the owner owned it. So even though now in the middle of Yom Tov, he gives it over to the Roya, and let's say the Roya made an Erev Tchumin. So he's allowed to go to the north side of the city more than 2,000 Amos. Still the animal cannot go so far. Because at the beginning of Yom Tov, the animal belonged to the owner, so it was Kerni Shvisa like the owner. As far as the owner could go, that's as far as this animal is also allowed to go on Yom Tov. Then the Mishnah says, Kelim ham yuchodim li'echud menachin. Let's say you have a few brothers living together in the house, but this chair is miyuchid, like is set aside for Reuven. Reuven is the one that always uses this chair. So that's called ham yuchodim, it's set aside li'echud menachin shebabayis, one of the brothers of the house. The locher is then harei elu karaglov. This chair is like belonging to this brother. So therefore, as far as the brother can go, that's how far the chair could also be taken. Let's say this brother made the erev on the north side. He's let it go on the north side, but he can't go on the south side at all. And let's say another brother made an erev on the south side, so the other brother cannot take this chair at all to the south side, because since the brother that uses it cannot go to the south, he can only go to the north side, therefore this chair cannot at all go more away from where the original, where this brother could take it. What about v'she'en miyuchodim? Let's say you have a chair that's not set aside for any one brother. It like belongs to the house. All the brothers use it equally. Then the locker is harei elu kemokoyim she'aholchin. This chair is like shutfis, like belongs, partnership with all the brothers together. And therefore, this chair can only be taken to a place that all the brothers have a right to walk there. In other words, it's like shutfis, that it can only be taken to both, to where both owners could go. Let's say one brother could only walk on the north side of the city. He made an error of our payamama 2,000 amas away from the city on the north side. And let's say another brother made an error on the south side. 2,000 amas out of the city on the south side, he made an error. So the maisa now, this chair cannot go anywhere outside the city. It can't go on the north side, because the brother that made the error on the south side can't go at all on the north side. And the one that made the error on the north side can't go at all on the south side. So the kits of this chair could only be taken to a place where all the brothers could go to. That's called Kamokim Shehochim, all of them. Then the Mishnah says, what about Hashoyil Kli Mechaveru Mer of Yomtif? If somebody borrows a keli, a chair, you borrow it from your friend from before Yomtif, then the locher is Karagli Hashoyil. It depends who has it at the beginning of Yomtif Ben Hashmoshes. Since the Shoyil, the one that's borrowing it, has it, he took it before Yomtif. Therefore, at the beginning of Yomtif, when the Kinyan Shri says Chal, it's Chal by the Shoyil. What about the Yomtif itself? Let's say you first borrowed it from your friend on Yomtif, then Kiragli Hamashel. Then it goes according to the owner, the one that had it at the beginning of Yomtif. Since at the beginning of Yomtif, Ben Hashmoshes, that's when the Din Shri says Chal, at that time the owner still had it, he first gave it over to the other person on Yom Tov itself. Therefore this Shoyel that's borrowing it now on Yom Tov cannot take this chair away further than where the original Damashio, the one that's lending it, was able to take it. V'chein, the same halacha applies to Isha she'shalo mechaverto. If one lady wants to go make a cake, she wants to go make food, and she's missing some ingredients, so she goes and borrows some ingredients from her chava, from a friend. An isha borrows from her neighbor some spices, some water or some salt, to use for her dough. So now this dough is made up from ingredients, some belonging to the first isha, and some belonging to a neighbor. Now how far can this cake go? Can this isha dough go? The dough could only go as far as both of them could go. In other words, since both of them like own this dough, so the dough could only be taken to a place where both of them could go. If one of them can't go to that place, even though the other one could go to that place, you can't take that dough there, because since the other owner can't go there, their food can't go. In other words, the food is kind of shrisa after both of these owners. Rabbi Yehuda poiti b'mayim. Rabbi Yehuda says water, that doesn't have any effect here. He patis b'mayim. You don't see it, it's not Nikola Grashi says. So in other words, if one Isha has the flour and she's just missing water, so she borrows from a friend some water, the cake could be taken as far as the first owner could go. And we don't have to look at the second one, the one she borrows the water from, because water is not Nikola, it's like bottle there, it becomes part of the dough. So you only have to worry about how far the dough could go according to the owner of the flour. But not according to the bialim of the water. The bialim of the water is not nikur. It's like bottle. You don't care about that. So the kitzvah comes out from our Mishnah is the yisoid that wherever the owner can go, that's where his chveitzim, his utensils could also go. And if you have two owners, it could only go in the place where both of them could go. And it also depends who owns it at the beginning of Yom Tov. Whoever owns it at the beginning of Yom Tov, that's when the din shri says chal at the beginning of Yom Tov. That's the law of how far it could be taken. Now the Gemara says, Mas Nisin, our Mishnah, Deloi Kerebi Doisa. Does not come out like Rebbe Doisa. In other words, there's a stira from Rebbe Doisa to our Mishnah. The Tanya we learned like this. Rebbe Doisa says, the Amri law, some say Abishur Loimer. It's Abishur that's saying it. That Halokeyach Behema Mechaveroi. If somebody buys an animal from his friend, Me'erev Yomtiv, if you buy it before Yomtiv, so Afa Pishle Mosro Loyela B'Yomtiv,
even though he only gave it over to you on Yom Tov itself, still we say, Harehi Karak Lehalakeach. Since you bought it before Yom Tov, it's like we know for sure you're going to end up with it, so the Kinyan Shvus is like Chal by you. As far as you can go, the one that's buying it now, that's how far the animal could also go on Yom Tov. And we don't say since it's the beginning of Yom Tov, you didn't get it yet, it was still by the seller, so it still goes boss to the first owner. No. Since you already made a kinyan, you bought it already, like we know for sure you're going to get it. Therefore, the locher is, it's considered like you have it already, and it goes after your reshus, after your kinyan shrisa. Harehi karakli halakeach. The same thing, v'hamoise behemel roya. If somebody gives over his animal to the roya, he gives it over to the shepherd. Is afal pish le'mosru le'ele b'yomtif. Now this is the kasha. Even though you first give over your animal to the shepherd on yomtif itself, the locker is harehi karakli haroya. That as far as the shepherd could go, that's how far he's allowed to take the animal. In other words, the animal is kainah shvisa the same way as the owner, the shepherd. So the chura, this is not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says if you give over it to your son or to your shepherd on Yom Tov, the locher is karakli habailim. But since the beginning of Yom Tov, the bailim owned it. So therefore, as far as the original owner could go, that's how far the animal could go. Now that you gave it over on Yom Tov itself, so what? And here Rav Doisa says, not like that. Here Rav Doisa says that if you first, the roi, the shepherd, first gets his animal on Yom Tov, still we say the locher is, you're allowed to take it as far as the shepherd himself could go. But the steer was not like our Mishnah. The answer is no. I say maybe there's no steer. Filu tame, Rabbi Doisa, even if you want to say our Mishnah goes according to Rav Doisa, pulei kasha, there's no steer. I tell you, kan v'royi echod, kan v'shnei royim. There's a difference whether there's only one shepherd in the city. That's what Rav Doisa is talking about. Since there's only one shepherd in the city, so we know for sure that you're going to give it over to this shepherd. So therefore, even though you first gave it over to him on Yom Tov, but it's like the case where you bought the animal before Yom Tov, that we know for sure you're going to get it, so it's considered like it's in your reshus. Here also. Since we know for sure before Yom Tov that this shepherd is going to get it on Yom Tov, it's considered like it was kind of shvisa by the shepherd. Therefore, Rav Doisa says the shepherd could take it as far as he can go. Our mission is talking about where there's a choice. There are two different shepherds to give it over to. So since we don't know which one you're going to give it to, so we don't know which one's going to end up with it, so therefore, what do we know for sure? That right now, the beginning of Ben Eshemashas belongs to the owner. So your kind of shvisa, the animal could only go as far as you can go, even though you give it over later to the shepherd. But since at the beginning of Yom Tov, we did not know to which one you're giving it over to, so therefore the halacha is that it's only kind of shvisa by the Bible. So therefore there's no stira to Rav Doisa. The Gemara says, Dekanami, I'll bring you a proof to this also. Dekatoni, our Mishnah says, Lebenoi Oileroya. Our Mishnah says you give it over either to your son or else to the shepherd. Mashma, there's a choice. You don't know for sure which one of the two is going to get it. You have a choice to give it over to one of the two. So therefore, since there's a choice to give it over to one of the two, therefore we say you don't know which one. Therefore, it's given by the original owner. Shema Mina, that's a good raya. And like Rashi says, the svari is kan baroyi echot. Shein b'ir el roi echot. There's only one shepherd in the city. So kol b'neir ma'midim behemtem b'rishusay. All the people in the city, like for sure, are going to give over their animals to this one shepherd. Therefore, this shepherd is kind of the shvisa. Hilkach, therefore, bein mecha, bein mecha, bein lekech, whoever buys and sells it, daito shleitikna bein the shvisa etzloy. The owner does not want the shvisa to be chal where he is, ele b'shvisa saroyim. Since he knows for sure he's going to give it over to this roya, he wants it to be kind of by the roya. So therefore, that's Rav Doisa's svara. Umas Nisan, our Mishnah is talking about Bishnei Royim, in a case where there are two different shepherds in the city. The Loyadin and Lahai Minayu have it. We don't know to which one is going to get it on Yom Tov. So therefore, you don't have das to give it over to either one separately. Therefore, we say right now it's by the Bailim. It stays by the Bailim throughout the whole Yom Tov.
All right, turnover.